Good Saturday afternoon to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders and the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves get set to face off in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. Good afternoon. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us. From courtside, Nebraska Wesleyan comes into today's contest 1-6 overall, 0-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Dort College Defenders 3-6 overall, 1-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are trying to snap a three-game losing streak. The Dort College Defenders last played Wednesday evening when they faced Northwestern, while Nebraska Wesleyan put up a fight with Hastings for a half. They were right in the ballgame at halftime and end up losing to the nationally ranked Broncos on Wednesday night in their most recent outing. I had the opportunity to visit with Coach Craig Steensma about that game with Northwestern and a contest in which Dort College was right there at halftime, controlled the basketball, put together some good stretches of basketball, but at the same time I said to the coach to start our conversation off, you need to find a way to get those stretches of good basketball to last just a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We need to play 40 minutes, and we need to be able to play without turning the ball over to give ourselves optimal chance to score each time, and if we can do that, we'll be pretty good. Impressed with some of the things we've been doing defensively. I think we're getting better defensively. And also, you know, we had a very, very good week of practice. So you can see improvement in practice, and that's always a really good thing.
Nebraska Wesleyan, the opponent, what do they try to do? What do you have to be prepared for?
Well, they try to do a little high-low offense, and they really, really look for number four. Shea Rasmussen is an outstanding three-point shooter and athlete for them, and they get her the ball in good spots, and she creates a lot for them. She's shooting 45% from the year from behind the three-point line, so that's a very much of a concern because, you know, she had six recently in a game, three-pointers, and, you know, she's very, very capable of scoring 20, 25, 30 points. So we'll have to be knowing where she is and guard her as well as we can.
Sometimes we get so caught up in the opponents, but at this point of the season, if you're scouting your own team, and I know that you do that to a certain degree between you and your assistants and your coaching staff, how do you scout your own team? What do you see?
You know, well, we have to try to kind of like identify weaknesses in practice and identify weaknesses in games watching tape, and then try to work on eliminating those things or reducing those things and making strengths out of weaknesses. And you know, we have several little things that I think we can improve on, and we've got several players where we're working with them to do things a little bit better or differently, or you know, be more patient or attack the basket a little stronger. So you know, in that sense, we do scout our own team and we try to eliminate weaknesses.
Nebraska Wesleyan this afternoon, Midland on Monday, busy stretch for your team. Do you implement anything for Midland? Is there anything that you can carry over for Saturday to Monday in terms of trying to get two games in? Or is it a case where you've got to concentrate on the one and then do everything on Monday?
We do have to concentrate on the one opponent at a time. And, you know, I think Midland, having done a lot of scouting for them in preparation for last Saturday, Midland and Northwestern and Nebraska Wesleyan all do play, you know, similarly on the defensive side in terms of what they do. And so, you know, that's just kind of a bonus for us in that we don't have to reinvent the wheel or prepare too much because all three teams are similar. And so, you know, we'll play on Saturday and then we'll worry about Monday after the game on Saturday.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about the matchup between Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan, and then also getting set for the busy week ahead next week as you see the Dort College Defenders host Midland on Monday. And they will be facing off then with Morningside on Wednesday. Fortunately for the Defenders, all these games at home, so it turns into a nice little homestand for the Defenders. But you obviously need to take care of business along the way and be much better homestand if you can pick up a couple of wins out of those three outings for sure. Today, not going to be an easy one, though, as we take a look at this Nebraska Wesleyan team and you take a look at the record and you think maybe this is one where the Dort College Defenders should be definitely a favorite, but I would caution you to think that way very quickly. Here is why. Most recent outing for Nebraska Wesleyan, they played Hastings, and that's a pretty good ball club down at Hastings. End up losing by 13, 65 to 52, but they led at halftime 27 to 25. Rasmussen made 8 of 14 shots. That's Shea Rasmussen, a player that Coach Craig Steensma talked about during the pregame interview. Carlina Alves scored 15 with 7 rebounds in that loss. Taking a look at the scouting report on Nebraska Wesleyan, they've lost 6 games in a row since a season-opening win over Buena Vista. Prairie Wolves are 1-6 overall, stand 0-4 in the GPAC. Their losses in the league are to Concordia, Briarcliff, Northwestern, and Hastings. They've steadily been getting closer with each of those teams, though they lost to Briarcliff by a baker's dozen and also to Hastings by 13. The Wolves are averaging 52.1 points per game while giving up 75 points per contest. Opponents are making 48.3% of the shots they take from the floor and out-rebound the Lincoln, Nebraska school by 37.1 to 32.9 margin. Wesleyan has also struggled with turnovers, averaging over 25 per game while forcing 21. Shea Rasmussen knocks down 15.1 points per game. She has a 41.6% success rate from the field. Carolina Alves scores 10.8 points per game. She leads the team with 5.6 rebounds per contest. Mallory Shanahan is scoring 8.7 points per game and grabs 5.1 rebounds. No other player scores more than 4.7 points per game. Rasmussen leads the team with 18 of 40 success from the three-point line. Shanahan averages nearly 2 assists per game. The Dort College women are 3-6 overall, 1-3 in the GPAC, in dire need of a win. Dort College averages 63 points per game, allows 63.1 points per outing. They make 40% of their field goals and allow teams a 38.9% success rate. The defenders out-rebound teams 37.2 to 34.9, but have been hampered by turnovers with an average of nearly 24 per game. They force slightly less than 23 per contest. Kara Van Dyke leads the team in scoring and rebound with 12.3 points per game, averaging 7.6 rebounds per contest. Van Dyke converts 53% of her field goals. Brianna Spronk is putting in 11.3 points per game. She makes 42.2% of her field goals. She also snags 6.3 rebounds per game. Elise Marish and Kayla Gasink each average 7 points per game. Jessica Jelsma scores 6.6 points per game and has a team-high 2.5 assists per contest. These two teams met in January of this year with Dort College losing 60-59. Julia DeCuckoo had 14, Jamie Cook 11. Wesleyan was topped by Sadie Strubing with 19 points and 12 rebounds. Mallory Shanahan had 16 points and 13 rebounds. Let's take a look then at the starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, they will start number 5, Kayla Brookice, a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 1.8 points per game. Number 23 is Jessica Jelsma, a 5'8 freshman from Hudsonville, Michigan. She's a freshman in terms of eligibility, averaging 6.6 points per game. Kara Van Dyke's a 6'2 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 12.3 points per contest. Brianna Spronk averages 11.3 points per game. She's a 5'11 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. And number 41 is Elise Marish, a 5'11 sophomore from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 7 points per game. Off the bench, we anticipate seeing Kayla Gasink, a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 7 points per game. Danelle Bowen, a 5'8 sophomore from Sibley, averaging 5.3 points per game. Kayla Adamson, a 5'8 sophomore from Shenandoah, Iowa, averaging 5.3 points per game. Bailey Spencer, a 6-foot senior from Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging 2.3 points per contest. And Jamie Cook is a 6'1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 6.4 points per game. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Shea Rasmussen is a 5'6 senior from Longmont, Colorado, averaging 15.1 points per contest. Janelle Bale is a 5'3 junior from Littleton, Colorado, averaging 4.7 points per contest. Mallory Shanahan, 6-foot junior from Wahoo, Nebraska. She wears number 20. She averages 8.7 points per game. Number 24 is Melissa Bennett, a 5'11 junior from Avondale, Arizona, averaging 3.9 points per game. And Carolina Alves is a 6-foot junior from Belo Horizonte, Brazil, averaging 10.8 points per game. Wesleyan is coached by Eric Jensen. Dort College by Craig Steensma. We'll be back with the opening tip of today's women's college basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. It's time for basketball. Dort College to jump it up with Brianna Spronk, and it's controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan, and we are underway. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball as we get started. Wesleyan with it. They give it off to Bale. Bale with it on the left wing. She dumps it down low. Kick out pass. Three on the way. No good. Rebound cleared out by the Dort College defenders. And by Kayla Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, bringing it up for the defender. She's got it on the left wing. She feeds it right side Marish. Marish well out on the floor, out beyond the three-point line. Comes back top of the key to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma uses up her dribble. Comes back right side Marish. Marish over to Spronk. Spronk with it. Too strong, no good. Rebound cleared out by Jelsma. Her putback attempt, no good. And we've got a foul called on the rebound attempt on the Dort College defenders and Brianna Spronk. Spronk whistled for foul number one. Team foul number one on the defenders. Nebraska Wesleyan has the basketball for their second possession of the contest. So Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball coming back the other way. The Dort College defenders and Wesleyan are tied up 0-0 in this Great Plains Athletic Conference tilt. Down to the baseline is Rasmussen. Rasmussen pull up from the right side. She knocks it down. Shea Rasmussen with the two-point basket. Dribbling from the right side, able to knock it down, and the Dort College defenders trail 2-0 on the 10-footer. Jelsma with the basketball on the wing. Gives it back over to Brookice, and Jelsma got away with a travel to start. And then Jelsma gave it up, and the travel called on Brookice. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Comes back out front. Prairie Wolves have the ball. They have it on the left wing. This is Bale. Bale comes back to the top of the key. With it is Shanahan. Shanahan with it on the elbow. Shanahan uses up her dribble. Comes back outside to Alves. Alves tries to feed it down low, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan to throw the ball in underneath the basket. Wesleyan. Comes back to Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the right side. Three to shoot. Down to the baseline. Two to shoot. Gets it off at the buzzer. No good. And the ball never touched the rim. And the Dort College defenders will have the basketball. Out of bounds. Length of the floor to go after the defensive stop where Wesleyan was unable to get a shot to draw iron and were unable to beat the shot clock. 18-16 and counting. First half, Dort College trailing 2-0. With the basketball down to the corner is Spronk. Spronk has it poked away momentarily. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball again. 2-0. Our score, 18-09 left to play in the first half. Throwing the ball in will be Marish. Marish throws over the top, finds Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma puts it on the floor with the left hand. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Right side Marish. Marish looking for the dump down low. Instead tests the waters into the lane. Her pull up from 10. Short, no good. Rebound Van Dyke. 6 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Spronk puts it up and she gets hip checked on the travel to the basket. And on the trip to the basket, I should say. And Melissa Bennett is whistled for the personal. That's her first. Team foul number one on Wesleyan. 17:56 left to go in the first half. Dort College trailing 2-0. Brianna Spronk, a 72% free throw shooter, steps to the charity stripe and promptly kicks one too strong off the heel. Another free throw on the way for Spronk. Brianna Spronk's second free throw. She makes good on that. And Spronk makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders trailed 2-1. 2-1 our score. Janelle Bale with the basketball left side. Rasmussen. Rasmussen out front. Spronk jumps out, jams her. Comes back over to Rasmussen now on the wing. Rasmussen goes to the elbow. Comes back right side. Bale. Bale down to the baseline. Her shot no good. Rebound deflected out. Picked up by Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma gets the rebound. Wants to clear traffic. Brings the ball across half court. Jelsma with the basketball at the center jump circle. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it Marish. Marish on the left wing. Marish comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side back over to Brookice. Brookice on the wing. Brookice picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Jelsma. Seven to shoot for the defenders. Jessica Jelsma puts her head down. Goes to the hoop. Lays it up. No good. But there she's fouled on the play. And the foul's going to go on Elves. Elves called for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her team, foul number two on Wesleyan. 17:05 left to play in the half. Free throw on the way for Jelsma. No good. Another free throw on the way for Jessica Jelsma. Dort College trailing 2-1. We are just underway. Second free throw is up. That one's down, and we're tied up 2-2. 2-2 our score. Dort College knotting it up on a pair of free throws, one each by Jelsma and Sprunk. Dort College on defense now. Straight up man-to-man defense. Goes down to the baseline. Alves. Alves shot good. Wesleyan has taken a 4-2 lead. Alves took the baseline, knocked it down from short range. Comes right side. They get it out front to Spronk. Spronk on the baseline now. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma tries to feed it underneath to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is separated from the basketball. A travel violation, though, called on Nebraska Wesleyan, and the Dort College defenders will be inbounding the basketball underneath the basket. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Baseline out of bounds play coming here for the defenders. They get it in. Marish. Marish to Brookice. Brookice into the lane. Kick out. Spronk. She rocks into an 18-footer. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Elvis. Elvis with the ball. She comes over to Bale. Bale with it on the left side. Bale comes right side. Down to the baseline. This is Shanahan. Shanahan thought about the jumper instead. Gives it underneath Bennett. Bennett kick out. Rasmussen. Three ball good. Rasmussen makes it 7-2. Dort College with the basketball. Defenders trailing 7-2, under 16 minutes left to go in the half. So Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop for the baseline out of bounds play. Danelle Bone checks into the contest for the defenders. Also in checking in for Dort College will be Kayla Gasink. Gasink will station herself in the left corner of the baseline. They get it into Bailey Spencer. Spencer has to track it down. She's hassled out there by Queen O'Mahara. Gets underneath, intended for Spronk, and it's poked away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Box. Box. Queen O'Mahara just checked into the contest. She's from Lincoln, Nebraska. Pass comes in over the top with it. Is Bone. Bone left side, Gasink. Gasink feeds Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. Spronk will roll into the lane. Her shot for the right hand, no good on the runner. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan, and Bale. Bale with the basketball. Bale with it out front. She comes right side. They give it up over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen with the basketball. Rasmussen gives it up out front, and we've got an illegal screen called. Janelle Bale whistled for the personal. Her first. Team foul number three. Checking out of the contest will be Marish. Checking into the game will be Cook. On the floor for Dort College now is Cook, Bone, Gasink, Spencer, and Spronk. Bone will take the ball up. She passes left side over to Spronk. Spronk with it to Gasink. Gasink pick and roll, gets it over to Spronk. Open 12-footer, good. The assist to Gasink, the basket to Spronk. Brianna Spronk with 3 points, and the defenders trail 7-4. 7-4 our score. Pass left side over to Wilson. Wilson gives it up. She goes right side over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming away with it is Gasink. Gasink pushes ahead to Bone. Bone with the ball into the traffic. Gets it away to Spencer. She steps into a little 12-footer. Good. Bailey Spencer with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails 7-6. 7-6 our score. Dort College staging a comeback from a 7-2 deficit. Driving with the right hand is Rasmussen. Rasmussen, 2-point basket is good. She's got 7. 9-6 our score. Dort College coming back the other way. Danelle Bone will bring it up. Bone with it in between the circles. She drives right side, gives over to Gasink. Gasink, they get it down low. Spronk. Spronk turns, fires off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by O'Mahara. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball picking up the dribble. Get it back over to Bennett. Bennett will drive. Shuffles her feet. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out long. Controlled by Wesleyan. Underneath. Firing it. Intended for Wilson, but the ball is tapped. Now it's tapped back by Nebraska Wesleyan. Cook comes up with it in the backcourt. Wesleyan tapping another pass. Coming away with it is Spronk in the right corner. Gets it back over to Cook. Cook, Spencer, Spencer, Gasink. Gasink, three. Left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan, here's Wilson. Wilson, left side. Wilson has it on the baseline, and we've got a hand check called on Bailey Spencer. Spencer whistled for foul number one. Team foul number four already, beg your pardon, team foul number two on the defenders. Nebraska Wesleyan has four on their side of the ledger. York College will inbound the back, will play defense as Wesleyan inbounds left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Underneath the basket, Wesleyan to toss it in. This is Shanahan. Shanahan throwing it in, gets it passed in over the top to Wilson. Wilson underneath, kick out pass. Nebraska Wesleyan working it around the horn again. A three-pointer on the way to Wilson, shot no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke unable to control it. Wesleyan gets the ball back now. Van Dyke controls the rebound. Coming away with it, Dort College. Bone into the front court. Donnell Bone right side, Spencer. Spencer, Bone. Bone sets, fires three. Good. Top of the key three-pointer for Donnell Bone. It's 9-9. 9-9 our score. Wilson gives it out front to Bale. Bale with the basketball. Bale drives in, kick out pass, left side. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball, 12:45 left to play in the first half. Tied up, 9-9, 9 to shoot for Nebraska Wesleyan. Pass into the opposite corner. Wilson's pass tipped by Van Dyke, stolen by Dort College. Kara Van Dyke gets it away to Gaysink. Gaysink off of the glass, good. Kayla Gaysink with a two-point basket. Dort College takes the lead at 11-9. 11-9, Dort College leading. Wesleyan basketball. They look down low to the post. Instead, fired it around the perimeter. Coming away with it is Bale. Bale, swing it back left side. Two-point shot, no good by Peyton Everett. Rebound on the weak side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it to Bone. Bone, left side, Cook. Cook on the wing. Cook goes into the corner, Gaysink. Gaysink, baseline jumper from 15 is good. Four for Gaysink. Dort College leads 13-9 our score. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Nebraska Wesleyan. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Timeout, Nebraska Wesleyan, 11:51 left to play in the first half. Dort College leading 13-9. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Wesleyan with the basketball out front. This is Everett. Everett gets the return pass, looking down to the post. Stead feeds it back out front to Wilson. Wilson pass over the top. Short jumper is good for Mallory Shanahan. Point blank shot, and Shanahan got free. Makes it a two-point ball game at 13-11. 13-11 our score. Nebraska Wesleyan has just cut the lead down to two again. Elise Marish facing up. 10-footer rattles it. Can't get it to drop. Nebraska Wesleyan quickly up the floor. Rasmussen feeds it into the left corner. And driving to the hoop was Everett, and Everett got fouled on the play. Brianna Spronk has just picked up foul number two. Peyton Everett checks out of the ball game. And Nebraska Wesleyan will now inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rasmussen, intended receiver, tapped by Bruckeye. She has Van Dyke open, trying to find her. Her pass is tipped, and the turnover gives the basketball to Dort College. The ball was tipped. It got down on the floor. Dort College able to force a jump ball, so no turnover there. Beg your pardon. The tie-up results in Nebraska Wesleyan forcing Dort College to inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop on the baseline out-of-bounds play. Throwing the ball in is Marish. Marish to Bone. Bone to Brookice. Dumps it down low. Marish. Marish turnaround. Missed everything. No good. Rebound controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan quickly up the floor. Rasmussen. Rasmussen back out front. Comes to Bennett. Bennett's pass down low. Tipped by Van Dyke, and she turns it right back over. Nebraska Wesleyan coming away with it is Wilson. Wilson with the ball. Nebraska Wesleyan trailing by a pair. 13-11. Point guard Bale has the basketball. Gives to Rasmussen. Guarded there by Brookice. And we've got a hand check called on Brookice. Kayla Brookice whistled for the personal. She gets rung up for the personal. 13-11 our score. And Wesleyan inbounds the ball in front of the Dort College bench. Our three officials, by the way, as assigned by the GPAC, Troy Test, Royce Raniger, and Gaylord Brockmeyer. Wesleyan's working the ball around, 20 to shoot now. Three-pointer on the way by Rasmussen, and you got to match up with her wherever she's at. She knocks it down from a step behind the three-point line. She's got 10, and the defenders trail 14-13. She was highlighted on the scouting report. Dort College knows they have to match up with her. She got lost on the screen, though. Right side is Bone. Bone has it tipped away. It's last touch by the Prairie Wolves. It'll be Dort College basketball on the sideline. Inbounding will be Marish. Carolina Elvis checks back into the contest. Dort College throwing it in. This is Bone in between the circles. Danelle Bone on the right side. She comes over to Brookice. Brookice, ball tipped, and we've got a foul from behind called on Wesleyan. Foul's going to go on Mallory Shanahan. Shanahan's first. Team foul number 5 on Wesleyan. Jessica Gelsman checks back into the contest. Throwing the ball in will be Cook. Cook trying to throw it in, and we've got a hold called on Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to go on Elvis, and Elvis has just picked up her second personal. Well, that's foul number 3, actually, on Elvis. She had two earlier. When I tried to balance my stat sheet against the scoreboard, I realized I was one short on the foul. Pass right wing, three-pointer. Cook nails it. Jamie Cook nails the three-point shot, and the defenders back in front, 16-14. Nebraska Wesleyan down by a pair. It's Shanahan to Rasmussen, guarded by Brookice. Pass back to Bennett at the point. Bennett puts it on the floor, hard dribble to the right, stops on the elbow. Down to the baseline, 8 to shoot for Wesleyan. They're pinned. Trying to pass it away. Ball glances off the bottom of the backboard. Popping free is Rasmussen, and Rasmussen hits a 3 with the shot clock at 1 second. So Shea Rasmussen, another 3. She's got 13, 9 of them via the three-point basket. Left side is Cook. Cook with it into the free throw line. Tries to dump it off, and she's called for traveling. Jamie Cook gets called for a travel. So Dort College turns it over. Right now it's been all Shea Rasmussen. 13 of her team's 17 points. They get it down low. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Eventually, Brianna Spront comes away with it. Spront playing with two personals, remember. Jessica Gelsma up the floor with it. She's going to drive hard. Tries to dump it off. Tried to find Van Dyke, and Gelsma gets called for the charging foul. So Gelsma gets called for the personal foul as she charges. She tried to dump the ball off to Van Dyke. And she charges over the top of a player, picks up her first personal. Nebraska Wesleyan coming back with it as Bale. Bale to Omahara. Omahara with it on the right elbow. She passes down low. Rasmussen posting up Brookice. Double teamed, and we've got a foul called on the defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web. KDCR.dort.edu. That's number 2 on Brookice. Brookice will check out of the contest. So Kayla Brookice checks out. Kayla Gasing checks back in. Ball inbounded. Wesleyan with the ball. They go left side. Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the wing. Guarded closely there. They get it down low. Omahara. Omahara puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. And foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Jamie Cook, and that's number 1 on Cook, and it's bonus time, I believe, for Nebraska Wesleyan. Melissa Bennett will shoot a 1-1. So 1 plus the bonus. Foul number 1 on Dort College's Jamie Cook. Free throw is good by Bennett. Bennett, this will be just her 5th free throw shot this season. She's 2 for 4 now. Dort College trailing by a pair. Second free throw, no good. Rebound controlled by Spronk. Rihanna Spronk gives it off to Gasing. Gasing left side to Jelsma. Jelsma goes to Cook. Cook, swing pass, Gasing. Gasing, Spronk. Spronk with it in the corner. Middle of the floor goes Cook. Cook feeds it underneath, intended for Van Dyke, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Beg your pardon, last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College trailing 18-16. Pass underneath Jelsma. Jelsma posted up, and then she kicked it out to Gasink in the corner. Dort College a fresh 30 to work with. They get it back over to Spronk. Spronk driving in, and we've got a blocking foul called. Blocking foul called, and Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Brianna Spronk. First one is good for Spronk. She's got 4 points. Trying to tie it up. She can knot it here at 18. 7:28 left to play in the half. A second free throw on the way for Spronk, and rattles it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled finally by Van Dyke, trying to save it in on the baseline. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Dort College. We actually have a foul called on the rebound. Yes, we have a foul called on Nebraska Wesleyan and Melissa Bennett. Bennett whistled for the personal, her second. Team foul number 8 on Wesleyan. Brianna Spronk will check out of the contest. Free throw is up and good for Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke, another free throw on the way. Ties it up at 18. And Dort College takes the lead at 19-18. Kara Van Dyke, 24 of 26 this season on free throws. Those are her first 2 points today. Wesleyan with the basketball. This is Bennett. Bennett out front, uses upper dribble, guarded there by Spencer. Gives it back over to Bale. Bale down to the baseline. Wesleyan trying to force the issue, and the ball is dribbled out of bounds off of a Dort College player. Alex Wilson dribbled it off of Jamie Cook. Dort College will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tossing it in is Wilson. Wilson to Bale, and we've got a foul away from the ball. That's going to go on Omahara. Foul called on Queen Omahara. It's foul number 1 on her. Player control foul, though, so no free throws. Kayla Gasink left side to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone right side. Cook. Cook steps into a three. Missed everything. Saved in by Gasink. Tried to save it in, but she stepped on the baseline before she could get the ball inbounded. And Dort College is going to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College leading by a point. 6:54 left to play in the first half. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball, Bale. Bale goes left wing over to Wilson. Wilson reverses to Bale. Bale looking down low. Stead gets it to Rasmussen. Rasmussen, Shea Rasmussen with the ball. Back to Bale. Bale with the ball. 10 to shoot for Wesleyan. They'll put it up, and a three-pointer is hit by Alex Wilson. Wilson leads it, gives Nebraska Wesleyan a 21-19 lead. Right side passes Gasink. Gasink goes high post to Spencer. Spencer back over to Bone. Bone three, no good. Rebound tapped out by Cook, controlled by Omahara. Omahara gives the basketball back over to Bale. Bale right side, Wilson. Wilson on the right wing. Wilson goes back top of the key to Shanahan. Shanahan with the ball to Bale. Bale with the basketball. Bale gives it up, Wilson. Wilson at the top of the key, guarded by Cook. Back over to Bale. 12 to shoot for Wesleyan. 5:50 left to go in the half. Rasmussen will drive right side. Puts it up in traffic. Her shot is good. Rasmussen with 15. Tough shot. She knocks it down, and Wesleyan has opened up a 23-19 lead. 23-19 our score. Spencer gives to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball on the right wing. Van Dyke back over to Cook. Cook, left side, Bone. Bone, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, turn around in the lane, off of the glass, good. 23-21 Dort College, trailing by two. Pass left side over to Wilson. Wilson on the wing. Cross-court pass, Rasmussen. Rasmussen gets a ball screen. She'll put it up. Off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Spencer. Bailey Spencer with it. Back over to Gasink. Gasink in between the circles. Kayla has the ball. Goes right side. Back over to Cook. Jamie with it. Lob pass underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke too strong off the glass. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Back over to Gasink. Gasink on the block. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke drifter from 10. Good. Kara Van Dyke with back-to-back buckets, and the defenders have tied it up at 23-all with 4:40 left to play in the half. 23-23, back-to-back to buckets by Van Dyke. Bale with the basketball on the right wing. Still has her dribble alive, looking. Feeds it on the right side over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen to Omahara. Omahara down to the baseline. She reverses it back over to Wilson. Another three. That one rattles, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Bailey Spencer. Spencer with the basketball. Spencer gives it up to Bone. Bone with it. Danelle Bone will drive the lane. Caught up in the air. Puts it up with the left hand. No good. Two players on the floor as Van Dyke trips over Bone, and we've got a player shaken up. Officials timeout as Kara Van Dyke picks herself up off of the floor very gingerly. Van Dyke got the wind knocked out of her. Looks like she came down squarely on her backside. Dort College throwing the ball in on the baseline. Well, they'll throw it in on the sideline, actually. Marish will trigger it. Marish with it to Bone. Bone puts it on the floor a couple times. Now back over to Brookice. Brookice. High post, Spronk. Spronk gets the return pass, looking in traffic. Three players around her, forces it up, gets it to go. Brianna Spronk with a two-point basket. She's got six, and the defenders retake the lead at 25-23. 25-23, our score. Rasmussen, and we've got a blocking foul called on Bailey Spencer. Bailey Spencer called for the personal, her second. First free throw is no good on the one and one for Shea Rasmussen. Wesleyan controls it. Wesleyan goes left side. This is Wilson, and stepping on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 3:25 left to play in the half. Remaining. They're counting it down now. 3:20 left to go. With it is Brookice. Brookice to Marish. Marish with the ball. Marish comes back right side over to Bone. Bone to Spronk. Spronk shot short. No good. Rebound Marish. 9 to shoot. Back over to Spronk, and she's stripped. She's fouled on the play. Free throws on the way for Spronk. So Bailey Spronk fouled in the act of shooting. Peyton Everett whistled for the personal. His first. So free throws on the way for Brianna Spronk. First free throw, good. Second free throw, good. And the defenders lead 27-23, Dort College. Up by four. Wesleyan basketball on the left wing. Working with it is Bale. Bale picks up her dribble, fires it inside, now gets a return pass, and she knocks down the three. 27-26. Wesleyan has cut it back to one again. First bucket of the day for Bale. Brookice goes right side, Bone, Bone to Marish. Marish picks it up over to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk puts it up in traffic, and she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Shanahan, her second. And free throw's on the way for Brianna Sprunk. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way. So Sprunk with 9 points. And hits that one off the heel too strong. No good. North College holds a 28-26 advantage. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. With it is Rasmussen working to the top of the key. Gives it up to Bale. Bale underneath Omohara. Omohara, two-point basket is good. Omohara with a two-point basket, and we're tied up at 20 at all. 2 minutes remaining, ball in the first half. Goes left side over to Marish. Marish will drive the lane, stops, puts it up, drew some contact, no call made. And the rebound is controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. This is Bale. Bale comes right side. Rasmussen. Rasmussen, Omohara. Omohara with it at the top of the key. Lob pass underneath. Shot is no good. Rebound controlled by Sprunk. Sprunk will let traffic clear. She comes back the other way. Head full of steam. Shovels it off to Marish. Marish on the baseline. And Elise Marish has the ball stripped away from her. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. Picked up by Bone. Bone to Brookice, and Brookice traveled with it. Sloppy play that time, and the North College defenders turn it over. North College, a few too many turnovers here in this basketball game. At this point, unofficially, well, it sure seems like more than six, but that's where we're at right now. Six turnovers on the defenders. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Rasmussen drives to the free throw line. Kicks it left corner, Wilson. Wilson, three, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Omohara for Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will get the basketball back. Length of the floor in front of them. 1 minute remaining in the half. Left side, Gasing. Gasing to Van Dyke. Van Dyke kick out Bone. Bone will let fly with a three, misses everything, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball as Bone's shot fails to draw iron. Wesleyan has it, 50 seconds and counting, 28 on the shot clock as they walk it up. Van Dyke applying pressure on Wilson. Wilson will drive all the way with the left hand, fires it up, no good. Wesleyan with the basketball back. Wesleyan controls it, Bale to Rasmussen. Rasmussen. Rasmussen, the runner, no good, missed it. And here come the Dort College defenders, and it's taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a steal, Rasmussen. Rasmussen, three, no good, hangs on the rim. Rebound controlled by Gasink, and the shot clock is off. 17 seconds left to go in the game, in the half, I should say. Marish comes over to Bone. Bone with the basketball in between the circles. 10 seconds left. Bone, Gasing, Gasing down to the baseline, double team, puts it up in traffic, can't get it to go. Rebound controlled by Omohara, and the ball is loose, and that's the end of the half. Our score, Nebraska Wesleyan 28, North College 28. Halftime tie. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders and Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves tied at 2, 9, 23, and 28. That's where we stand at halftime, 28-28, our halftime score. The Dort College defenders led by as many as four. Nebraska Wesleyan also had a four-point lead on a couple different occasions. Dort College has gotten to the free throw line 12 times and have made 8 unofficially. While Nebraska Wesleyan has settled for more perimeter shots. 1 for 3 is Nebraska Wesleyan from the free throw line so far today. 28-28 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. At halftime, Dort College led by Brianna Sprunk, 9 points unofficially. Shea Rasmussen 15 in the first half. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Halftime numbers look like this. North College and Nebraska Wesleyan, most important stat, tied up 28-28. Wesleyan, 11 of 28 from the floor, 39.3%. 5 of 10 on three-pointers, 50%. 1 for 3 on threes, 33.3%. North College holds a slight 2018 rebounding advantage. North College saddled with 7 turnovers, Nebraska Wesleyan with 8 in the first half. North College 9 for 27 on field goals for 33.3%. 2 for 7 on threes, 28.6%. 8 for 12 on free throws, 66.7%. Individually, North College led by Brianna Spronks, 9 points. 6 points for Kara Van Dyke. 4 for Kayla Gasing, 3 for Danelle Bone, 3 for Jamie Cook, 2 for Bailey Spencer, 1 for Jessica Jelsma, for Dort College's total of 28. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 15 for Shea Rasmussen, 3 for Janelle Bale, 3 for Alex Wilson, 2 for Queen Omahara, 2 for Caroline Elvies, 2 for Mallory Shanahan, and 1 for Melissa Bennett, for their total of 28. Kara Van Dyke had 6 rebounds to lead North College, 3 offensive and 3 defensive. 3 rebounds for Kayla Gasing, 2 each for Jessica Jelsma and Bailey Spencer. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 5 rebounds for Melissa Bennett, 4 for Queen Omahara, 3 for Alex Wilson, 2 for Mallory Shanahan. 2 assists for Bale and Shanahan for Wesleyan, 2 assists each for Van Dyke and Bone for the defenders. Van Dyke has 2 steals for Dort College. 2 other players have 1 steal each. Nebraska Wesleyan with 3 steals. 1 steal each by 3 different players. 28-28 our score. We're at halftime. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Halftime scores around the conference. See what we can chase down at least. Briarcliff leads Hastings in women's play, 52-26. Morningside over Doan at halftime, 54-24. Mount Marty over Midland, 26-22 at the half. Dakota Wesleyan's contest this evening, that is a night game, actually. That is Concordia versus Dakota Wesleyan. And Northwestern plays a men's game only today, and that is a non-conference contest with Buena Vista at Stevens Fieldhouse in Storm Lake, Iowa. So Northwestern gets a break from GPAC basketball today. Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan play GPAC basketball this evening at the Corn Palace. 28-28 our score. Busy week coming up next week for Dort College Athletics. In terms of our broadcasts, here's how things shake out. Monday night, Dort College at home as they face Midland. It'll be a 6 o'clock start time for the women, 8 o'clock start time for the men. Wednesday night, Dort College at home as they face Morningside. That'll be a 6 o'clock start time for the women, followed by the men at about 8 o'clock. And next Saturday, a men's game only in Sioux City at Briar Cliff. That'll be a 4 o'clock start time. Briar Cliff women taking a trip after exams are finished for their Christmas break. So they are not around next Saturday. The men's teams will play at 4 o'clock next week. And the Dort College women will play Briar Cliff on January the 2nd in a women's game only on that Monday evening. I believe that is a 6 o'clock start time. So next week we've got broadcasts Monday and Wednesday at home, doubleheaders against Midland and Morningside, and then a men's game only 1 week from today in Sioux City at the Newman Flanagan Center. That's at 4 o'clock. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Both teams out of the locker rooms preparing for the second half of GPAC basketball. Let's take another break and be back with the second half right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We get set for the second half, the Dort College Defenders and Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves getting set to knock this one out in the second half. And here we go. Bale with the basketball. Original starting five on the floor for both teams. Bale with it on the left side, looking down low for Wilson. Wilson gives back over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen has it poked away from her by Kayla Brookice. She'll take it across half court. Driving over the right side is Rasmussen. Rasmussen, 17-footer, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Back over to Marish. Marish stops at the top of the key. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, Marish, Brookice, Spronk, and Van Dyke on the floor for the defenders. Pass out front to Spronk. Spronk, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, layup good. Kara Van Dyke with 8 points, and the defenders lead 30-28. Stolen by Jelsma on the inbounds pass. Tries to drive in, forces it, and turns the ball over. Coming back the other way, Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the layup on the other end, missed it. Wide open layup for Bennett. We have a foul called on the rebound. Melissa Bennett whistled for the personal. And for Bennett, that is foul number three. So Dort College will get the basketball back. Bringing it up is Jelsma. Jelsma looks, comes back over, right side Marish. Marish pulls up, gets hit from behind, and the foul is going to go on Wilson. Alex Wilson whistled for the personal foul. And Elise Marish will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. Dort College leading 30-28. So Marish going for her first points today, makes the free throw. She's got another one coming. Extends the lead to three for the defenders at 31-28, pending another free throw. Free throw for Marish. This one's up and good. So Marish makes them both. She's got a couple of points, and the defenders lead 32-28. Shea Rasmussen. Across half court, gets a screen. Brookice jumps around it, gets it back over to Wilson. Wilson to Rasmussen. Rasmussen, three, good. Shea Rasmussen with 18 points. Just like that, the four-point lead is down to one again, 32-31. Timeout on the floor, charge to Nebraska Wesleyan. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading by a point, 32-31. Kayla Burkeis will bring it up. Every time Dort College gets a little breathing room, Wesleyan responds with a three, it seems. Brianna Spronk driving baseline, loses it out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan gets the basketball back. They have it on the baseline, length of the floor in front of them. 18:25 left to go in the game. Throwing the ball in is Rasmussen. Rasmussen gets the ball inbounded to Shanahan. Shanahan gives it back to Rasmussen, who will take it up against Brookeis. Brookeis forces Rasmussen to give the ball up. She passes cross court over to Wilson. And the shot is blocked by Maris, shot of bounds. It will be Nebraska Wesleyan inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Wilson gets it in over the top, Shanahan. Shanahan on the wing. She'll drive in and she's called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dort College. Dort College gets the ball back. Jessica Jelsma will bring it up. Jelsma across half court. Picks up her dribble. She goes out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball to Jelsma. Jelsma to Brookeis. Brookeis to Spronk, and the ball is kicked by Nebraska Wesleyan. A kick call on the Prairie Wolves. Dort College to throw the ball in. Comes back out front to Spronk. Spronk to Jelsma. Might have traveled with it. Now tries to dump it off for Van Dyke. Deflected back at her. Rolls it down low. Marish. Marish. Turnaround no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Marish. Marish. Spronk. Spronk. 12-footer. Good. Brianna Spronk gives Dort College back a three-point lead at 34-31. 17:25 left to play in the half. That's in the game, actually. Bale passes it down low. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Wilson for the tie. Got it. Wilson with a pair of threes, one in each half. And we're tied at 34-34, 17:10 remaining. Brookeis passes left side over to Jelsma. Jelsma puts it on the floor, drives in, puts it hard off of the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound back in traffic, dumps it off. Baseline jumper, no good off the heel, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against the defenders. Foul's going to go on Jelsma after the missed shot by Brianna Spronk. So Jelsma gets called for the personal, and for Jessica, that is number two this afternoon. Wesleyan has the basketball, and they will bring it up. Bale will take it across half court. She goes right side Rasmussen. Rasmussen with the basketball. Rasmussen back right side Bale. Bale looking down into the corner. Gives it up to Shanahan. Shanahan to Bale. Bale right side back over to Rasmussen. Underneath. Shot is up. No good. Rebound cleared by Spronk. The missed shot that time by Elvis. And here comes Dort College. Defenders with it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke's shot is good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. She's got 10. And the defenders retake a two-point lead at 36-34. 36-34, our score. With it is Gaysink. Kayla Gaysink on the right side. Gaysink comes back over to Marish. Marish on the baseline. Marish looking for someone to pass to. Comes back out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke comes back out front. Now on the right wing to Spronk. Her shot too strong. No good. Shoots it over the rim from the baseline. And here comes Wesleyan with the basketball. Comes back left side. Three on the way. Rasmussen. She rain posts another three in. Rasmussen with 21 points. Single-handedly, she is keeping her team close. She's got 21 of her team's 37 points. 15:28 remaining in the game. Jelsma on the left side to the wing. Looking down low. Finds Spronk and it's kicked away by Wesleyan. Had her moment open momentarily. Cook is in. Marish is out. Bowen is in. Chelsma is out. Throwing the ball in will be Cook. Cook to Trigger. She gets it in to Gasink. Gasink with the ball. Gasink in between the circles. Left side, Bowen. Bowen to Spronk. Spronk, cross-court pass, Cook. Cook off the glass, short-armed it, no good. Rebound, Cook. Cook in traffic, and she's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on the defenders. Nebraska Wesleyan will have the basketball back, leading by a point, 37-36. Bailey Spencer will take it up. Spencer will check into the ballgame, beg your pardon. Comes back over to Bale. Bale, three, good. Janelle Bale with a three-point basket. The defenders trail 40-36. All 12 of Nebraska Wesleyan's points in the second half have come via the three-point shot. Spronk straight on. Right side pass, Van Dyke. Baseline jumper from 15, no good. Rebound taken away by Queen O'Mahara. O'Mahara gets it away to Shanahan. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the lead in the basketball. They'll put up another three. Missed it, no good. That one rattled out on the attempt by Nebraska Wesleyan's Hannah Marshall. And the North College defenders trail 40-36. They'll get the ball back after that foul call on Shanahan on the rebound. North College will bring it up. Right side pass. They get it into the corner. Spencer. Spencer looking. Comes back over to Cook. Cook to Bone. Bone, Gasing. Gasing, Spencer. Spencer, baseline jumper, 12 feet, right side, good. Bailey Spencer with 4 points, and the defenders trail 40-38. 14 minutes left to go in regulation. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. O'Mahara out front. She goes left side. Marshall. Marshall picks up her dribble. Got up in the air, came back down with it before she passed it off. And it will now be Dort College basketball on the turnover. Bone will bring it up with her team trailing by two. This is Gasink. Gasink to Spronk. Spronk, baseline jumper too strong, hits it off the back iron. And now foul called on Dort College on the rebound. Foul called on Bailey Spencer is her third. Nebraska Wesleyan will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. So Wesleyan still looking. And they get the ball inbounded to Marshall. Hannah Marshall wearing number 10. Hannah Marshall gives the ball up. Now gets it to Bale. Bale to Marshall. Marshall with it. Shovels it off to Everett. And Everett travels with the basketball. Everett travels with the basketball, and Dort College gets the ball back on the turnover. Spronk will check out. Bone will take it across the half-court stripe. Goes high post to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, a long jumper. The two-pointer is good. Kara Van Dyke with 12 points today, and Dort College has tied it up at 40-40. So Dort College staging a comeback after getting down by as many as four. And a travel on the other end called on Nebraska Wesleyan and Carolina Elvies. Elvies travels with it. Got the shot to go, but wave it off because the travel occurred first. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Bone passes right side Marish. Marish to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in the corner. Reverses it over the top to Gasink. Gasink, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, 15-footer, short, no good. Rebound, Spencer. Spencer back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up to Gasink. Gasink, free throw line. Comes back over to Bone. Bone tests the waters through the lane with the right hand. No good. Rebound controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan and Bennett. Bennett to Rasmussen. Rasmussen stops, pops, two-pointer, good. Rasmussen makes the first two-point field goal of the second half for Wesleyan. Wesleyan back in front, 42-40. Van Dyke with the basketball, puts the ball on the floor, comes back over to Bone, Bone to Spencer. Spencer right side, Gasing. Gasing looking down low, gets it to Marish. Marish over the top, Spencer. Spencer in traffic, and she's fouled on the play. Bailey Spencer will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Averages 2.3 points per game. She's got four this afternoon. Bailey Spencer goes to the free throw line. Carolina Elvies whistled for her fourth personal on that play, so she'll have to check out. First free throw is good for Spencer. Bailey Spencer with 5 points. And the defenders trail 42-41. A second free throw try on the way here for Spencer. This one's up and good as well. So Spencer makes them both. She's got 6 points, and we're tied at 42-42. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Taking it up is Rasmussen, guarded there by Brookice. Rasmussen picks up her dribble, drops it down low for Elvies. Elvies into the lane, steps through the trap. Her shot is good. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Driving the other way, left-handed layup by Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma with 3 points. And Orr College is back in front, 44-42. A two-point advantage for the defenders. So Orr College on defense. Rasmussen guarded by Brookice. Comes left side over to Shanahan. Down to the baseline, and a travel called on Nebraska Wesleyan. Travel violation called on Shanahan. Beg your pardon. Got to double check that score. It's 44-44. I was looking at my running score. Dort College on with the basketball. Right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking down low, Marish. Marish, turnaround, no good. And an over-the-back foul called on Elise Marish. Marish whistled for the personal. And the Dort College defenders will play defense. Brianna Spront checking into the game. Bailey Spencer will check out. So Dort College playing the defense, bringing it up is Bale. Bale with a head full of steam gives it up to O'Mahara. O'Mahara over to Wilson. Wilson down to the baseline. Her short jumper left it short, no good, but a foul called on the rebound against Nebraska, against Dort College. Nebraska Wesley not into the bonus yet. Foul called on number 31, Kara Van Dyke. Her first. Inbounding the basketball will be Shanahan. Shanahan to Rasmussen. Rasmussen with the basketball. Rasmussen has it poked away by Brookice. Rasmussen picks it back up. Two team players around her. Tries to shovel it off to O'Mahara. The ball's down on the floor, picked up by Van Dyke. Here comes Brookice. Brookice tries to feed it off, and it's taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Bale, Bale to Shanahan. Shanahan follows her own shot after the miss. Comes back outside. Bale, Bale, three, good. Bale with the three-point basket, 47-44. Nebraska Wesleyan in front by three. We're past the midpoint of the second half. 9:45 and counting. Comes over to Jelsma. Jelsma on the right wing. Jelsma to Spronk. Spronk comes back over out front to Van Dyke. Van Dyke tries to get rid of it. Ball's loose. Picked up by Spronk. Spronk puts it up. A lot of contact. No call made. And there for the rebound is Marish. Marish is fouled before the shot. So Dort College scrapping in this one. Nothing has come easily this afternoon. Marish to throw the ball in. That foul, by the way, was called on Rasmussen and was her second. Marish squaring up, puts it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball and driving back the other way, and Dort College forces a turnover. Turnover totals right now, Wesleyan with 16, Dort College with 11, with 9:14 left to go in the game. Right side Brookice driving in with the right hand, foul came before the shot. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Marish will throw the ball in. Dort College down three. Have to manage to stay close somehow, not let that three-point margin grow, so see if they can convert here. Van Dyke with it right side. Down to the baseline. Short jumper. Van Dyke good. It's a one-point ball game. Kara Van Dyke with 14. Long pass into the front court. Rasmussen down to the baseline. Her 17-footer is good. Shea Rasmussen with 25. And just like that, it's back to a three-point game at 49-46. Wesleyan in front. 8:45 left to get play in the game. Jelsma with the basketball out front. Jessica Jelsma in between the circles. She passes right side, gets it away to Brookice. Brookice will put up the three. Missed it, no good. Rebound out long, O'Mahara. O'Mahara comes up with it, passes ahead to Bale. Bale left side, Rasmussen, she got open, three-pointer, good. 28 points for Rasmussen. Wesleyan has opened up a six-point lead, 52-46. 8:23 left to play in the half, in the game for that matter. Timeout on the floor, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Dort College in women's play, 52-46. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball. She stops, gives it away to Marish. Marish, Spencer, Spencer, Jelsma. Jelsma left side, comes back over to Marish. Marish, Spencer, Spencer to Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline. Two players around her, forces it up. Shot no good, a lot of contact. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan, they get it to Queen O'Mahara. O'Mahara pass to Wilson. Wilson on the right wing, back underneath. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound tapped out. Coming away with it is Gasing. Missed shot that time by Shanahan. Here come the defenders. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing gets a ball screen. Now passes it off to Jelsma. Jelsma left side. Comes to Spront. Spront gets around her defensive player. Puts it up, and she's fouled on the play by Shanahan. Spront will go to the free throw line to shoot two. .732 left to play in the game. 52-46, Nebraska Wesleyan in front by six. Make it a five-point ball game as Spront makes her first one. She's got 12 points. Another free throw coming for Spront. So the second free throw, trying to make it a four-point ball game. And she does so. Spronk has 13. And the defenders trail 52-48. Wesleyan over the basketball. Dort College in full-court pressure defense. Get the ball to Hannah Marshall. Marshall working against Gasing. Marshall in between the circles. Gets it away to Bale. Bale with it. Right side, Wilson. Wilson guarded by Marish. Wilson will drive in, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders. And Van Dyke, that's going to be foul number five on the defenders. For Kara Van Dyke, that's number two on her. Known for Dort College with more than three fouls, so they don't have foul trouble at this point. Wesleyan inbounds to Wilson. Wilson goes left side, gets the return pass. Now down to the baseline, and we've got a hand check called on Marish. Her second. 7:04 left to play in the game. Wesleyan leads 52-48. Both teams are going to be in the bonus from here on out. Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded. Dort College is already there. Next foul on Dort College sends Wesleyan to the bonus. Alves drives, misses with the right hand. Rebound cleared out by the defenders. And Marish, she gets it away to Bone. Bone will take it up. Bone on the left side. Picks up her dribble, comes to Van Dyke, reverses it right side, Marish. Marish with the basketball. Marish to Gaysink. Gaysink, three-pointer, good. Seven for Gaysink, and the defenders trail 52-51. 52-51, Gaysink with 7 points. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball, comes over to Bale. Bale down to the baseline. Gives it up, right side, three on the way, no good. Rebound, Gaysink, and she's fouled. Gaysink had it, but it was tipped away from her. Foul called over the back, and a one-and-one on the way for Kayla Gaysink. So Gaysink will go to the free throw line. So Gaysink, an 87% free throw shooter, will shoot a one and the bonus, trying to tie it up or give Dort College the lead here. So Gaysink, the freshman from Sioux Center, 7 points off of the bench today. Pair of early field goals moments ago, hit a three and misses that free throw attempt. Doesn't get the bonus, now Van Dyke tips it out of bounds. So Dort College misses the opportunity to tied up or take the lead. Nebraska Wesleyan throwing the ball in. Rasmussen gets the ball inbounded to Mallory Shanahan. They get it back over to Bale. Bale will bring it up against Bone. Across the timeline comes left side Rasmussen. Rasmussen with it on the wing. Rasmussen will drive the lane. Kick out pass right side Bale. Bale swinging out front. Three on the way. No good off the heel. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Wesleyan. Throw it across court over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen puts up the 12-footer off the glass. Good. Shea Rasmussen with 30 today. 54-51. She's got 30 of her team's 54 points. With it on the right side is Bone, and she's fouled on the play by Bale. And free throws on the way now for Bone. Brooke Ice is in. Gaysink is out. Bailey Spencer will check into the game as well. Marish is out on the floor for the defenders. Spronk, Brooke Ice, Bone, Van Dyke, and Spencer. A one-and-one opportunity coming here for Bone. Danelle Bone is a 78% free throw shooter. Makes that one. She's now 8 for 10 this season. 4 points for Bone. She's got another one coming, 54-52. A second free throw on the way for Bone. This one's up off the rim, no good. It's 54-52, Dort College by a pair. Bringing the ball up will be Bull. She goes left side, Rasmussen. Rasmussen underneath O'Mahara. O'Mahara, spin move with the left hand, shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk gives it away to Brookice. Brookice up the floor, right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking down low. Van Dyke instead comes back over to Spronk. Spronk, left side, Brookice. Brookice deep in the corner, cross-court pass, Spronk. Spronk thought about the three, puts it on the floor, down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic, shot no good, rattles it. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Beg your pardon, taken away by Wesleyan. Dort College unable to get the offensive rebound. And here come the Prairie Wolves. The Wolves have it on the left side. This is Shanahan. Shanahan used up her dribble. Cross-court pass taken away by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, looking up the floor. Doesn't have anyone to pass to. She'll wait. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 54-52. Wesleyan with a two-point advantage. Defenders with the basketball. On the right side, Bone. Bone cut off on the play by Rasmussen. They get it back over to Brookice. Brookice Feeds it right side. They get it back over to Bone. Bone dumps it underneath. Two-point basket, Kara Van Dyke. We're tied up 54-54. Van Dyke with 16. 4:13 and counting. Ball game. Ball has the basketball. She comes back right side, Rasmussen. Rasmussen's had the hot hand all night, all day for that matter. They get it back over to Omahara. Seven to shoot. Into the corner, Bale. Bale underneath. Dump it to Shanahan. Shanahan, two-point basket is good. She's got six. 56-54. Wesleyan with a two-point advantage. Spronk with the basketball. 3:40 and left to go in the game. Pass comes left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Into the corner, Spronk. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke too strong off the glass. Gets her own rebound. Back shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Wesleyan. Dort College had their chance to tie it again. Wesleyan comes back the other way. Wesleyan fired underneath Omahara. Omahara off of the glass. Good. It's a two-possession ball game. Queen Omahara with her second field goal today. 58-54. Nebraska Wesleyan uses a timeout. They have three remaining. Back with more after this. 58-54. Nebraska Wesleyan trailing by four. I beg your pardon. Dort College trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by four is how I should phrase that. Dort College giving up back-to-back buckets after fighting back to tie it. Right side pass, Marish. Marish all the way down, puts it up in the lane, puts it up, count the hoop, and a foul called on Omahara. Omahara called for sliding in late. Free throw on the way for Marish, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So Omahara picked up her second personal. Omahara checks out. Elvis checks in. She's playing with four personals. Marish, free throw is good, and it's a one-point game again. 5 points for Marish. Defenders trail by a point, 58-57. Elvis with it. They get it over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen, Bale. Bale with the basketball. She goes to Elvis. Elvis against Van Dyke off the glass. No good. Rebound cleared out long by Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. 2:48 left to go in the game. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. Jelsma on the left side with it. She'll set a play. Comes back and threw it away, intended for Gasing. So Wesleyan will get the basketball back. Wesleyan won last year's game 60-59. Very similar type contest. Comes back over to Bale. Bale with the basketball. Bale across half court, working against Jelsma. Picks up her dribble, and they throw it away. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan each trading turnovers. And Marish will throw the ball in for the defenders. It's Marish, Bone, Gasink, Spronk, and Van Dyke. Left side with it. Bone tries to get it into the corner. Gasink. Gasink double-teamed, lost it. It's taken back by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Rasmussen has it tipped away from behind by Bone, but out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. 2:09 remaining. 2:09 left to play. Bale gets the basketball. Comes back out front, Rasmussen. Rasmussen. Rasmussen with it on the wing. Picks up her dribble, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Brianna Spronk. Brianna Spronk whistled for her third personal. Foul shots on the way for Rasmussen. She's 0 for 1 today, an 88% free throw shooter. Likelihood of her missing a couple here. Not very good. We'll see how it plays out. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. She's now 15 for 18 for the season as she makes the first one. She's got another one here trying to make it a three-point game. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 60-57, Dort College by three. Right side, Marish. Marish with the basketball. Marish comes back over to Bone. Bone with it on the wing. Bone dumps it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, and we've got a foul before the shot. Foul's going to go on Alex Wilson, her second. So Wilson whistled for the personal. To the free throw line will be Kara Van Dyke for the double bonus. Van Dyke is 24 for 26 this season. Make it 25 for 27. She's got another one coming. College trailing by a deuce right now. 60 to 58, 1:46 remaining in the contest. Second free throw by Van Dyke off the heel, no good. Rebound is long, and it's going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan, Dort College basketball. Timeout situation, Dort College has four left. Nebraska Wesleyan with two. And Coach Craig Steensma wants to use one of those right here. 60 to 58, Dort College down a pair. 1:45 left to go in the game. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College will be inbounding deep in the corner at the three-point ring on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 60 to 58, Dort College by a pair. 1:43 and counting as they get the ball inbounded to Bone. Bone to Marish. Marish on the left wing. Marish gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Gaysink. Gaysink back out front. Bone for the lead. No good. Off the heel. Rebound tipped. Saved in by Nebraska Wesleyan. Rasmussen gets the ball back to Bale. Bale will bring it up. Bale with the ball on the left wing. Bale looking. Still has her dribble. Stolen by Gaysink. Gaysink coming back the other way after the steal, working against Rasmussen, and she's fouled before the shot. Either way, it's going to be a two-shot foul. So the foul called on Shea Rasmussen, her third. Kayla Gaysink with an opportunity to shoot two. So two free throws on the way. Free throws for Kayla Gaysink, and that one's good. She can tie it up here. 1:11 left to play in the contest. A second free throw on the way for Gaysink with 1:11 left to play in the game. This one's up and good as well. We're tied 60 to 60. 1:11 left to play. Dort College on defense. With it is Bale. Bale will bring it up, working against Brookice. Bale on the left side. Bale nearly carries the ball. Thought she might have turned it over. Wilson comes back out front instead to Shanahan. Shanahan will drive in, and we've got a blocking foul called on Brianna Spronk. Spronk whistled for her fourth personal. Free throws on the way for Mallory Shanahan. Marish is out. Brookice is out. Marish comes back into the game. Shanahan to the free throw line. She will shoot a 1-1. Foul came before the shot attempt. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Shanahan with seven. Reestablishes the lead for Nebraska Wesleyan at 61 to 60. 53.1 seconds remaining. That free throw's up, and that drops through as well. 62 to 60. Shanahan with 8 points, and the defenders trail by a deuce. 45 seconds left to play. Left side, Marish. Marish out front, Bone. Bone with the basketball at the center jump circle. 17 to shoot. Pass goes right side, Gaysink. Gaysink with the ball. Goes to Marish. Marish to Van Dyke. Van Dyke missed it. Nebraska Wesleyan will bring it up. With it across the half-court stripe is Bale, and we have a timeout on the floor. Charged to Nebraska Wesleyan before Dort College can get a timeout, or pardon me, before they can get a foul committed. Got the play they wanted. They got it down low to Van Dyke. Van Dyke was unable to finish the short shot inside. And now Nebraska Wesleyan has the lead and the basketball with 24.7 seconds remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Taking a look back at through my game notes, the largest margin of difference I can find is 5, and that was at 7-2 with Nebraska Wesleyan in front. Other than that, it's been tighter than 4 the rest of the way. Our last tie was at 60-60. Timeouts remaining. Our score. And it looks like they're going to put the shot clock back on. And initially, when the shot was missed by the defenders and corralled by Wesley, and I had thought there was a two-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, and that is indeed what they will do here. They'll put 22 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College trails. Wesleyan will inbound the basketball. Dort College will play for the steal here, and if they don't get the steal, I think they've got to go get a foul called. And immediately on the inbounds play, Janelle Ball is fouled. So she can push Wesleyan up by two possessions here if she makes both free throws. Foul's called on Brooke Ice. That's her third. So free throws on the way for Ball. This will be a one-and-one opportunity. Her first free throw attempted today. Makes it. 10 for Ball. And she can make it a four-point ball game here and missed it. Rebound taken away by Sprunk. Dort College trails by three. Let's see if they go for a quick three here. Dort College will take it across half court. They'll call the timeout. 18.5 seconds remaining. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. Dort College with the basketball. 18.5 seconds remaining. They've got the ball near midcourt in front of the Dort College student section. The Dort College defenders trailing by three. 63-60. Dort College needs a three to tie it. A two. You could go for a quick two and commit a foul immediately. See what Dort College decides to do here. Bone with a basketball. Bone out front gets a ball screen. They come back over to Gaysink. Gaysink at the three-point line. Back over to Cook. Cook lets fly with a three. Short, no good. Gets her own rebound back. 7 seconds left. Back over to Gaysink. Gaysink Van Dyke, and we have a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. Timeout charged to the defenders with 4.3 seconds remaining. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trails 63-60, 4.3 seconds left. You don't have any other option now but to go for the three-point shot before time expires and try to force a tie. Today's broadcast made possible by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. Kayla Gaysink will be inbounding the basketball. Danelle Bone and Brianna Spronk are up at the top of the key. Gaysink looking, gets it into Bone, three to shoot, back over to Cook. Cook, desperation shot, no good, and that's the ball game. 63-60, Nebraska Wesleyan defeats Dort College in GPAC basketball this afternoon. The Dort College defenders drop to 3-7 for the season, 1-4 in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan improves to 2-6 and 1-4. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Tough day for the Defender women today as they fall to Nebraska Wesleyan 63-60. They can't survive the onslaught by Shea Rasmussen, a 32-point outburst. As Nebraska Wesleyan rides her to the victory, as she throws in 32 for the day. She hit a total of 6 3-pointers. And she sealed it, in effect, for Nebraska Wesleyan with a pair of free throws late. And Wesleyan withstands a couple of three-point shots by the defenders in the final seconds that would have tied it. Dort College drops their fourth game in a row, and they fall to 3-7 overall, 1-4 in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan 2-6 and 1-4. Dort College led unofficially by Caravan Dykes, 17 points. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fall 63-60, the final score. Let's take a look at the statistics that we have. First of all, for the Dort College defenders. Well, let's take a look at those team stats and see how things shape up. Compare and contrast. Dort College, 19 of 57 from the floor, 33.3%. 3 of 12 on threes, 25%. 19 of 26 on free throws, 73.1%. Nebraska Wesleyan, 23 for 53 from the floor, 43.4%. 11 of 18 on three-pointers, 61%. 6 of 9 on free throws, 66.7%. Rebounding dead even at 37 apiece. Wesleyan 20 turnovers, Dort College with 13. Dort College led by Caravan Dykes, 17 points on 7 of 12 shooting. Brianna Sprunk 3 for 13 from the floor, 13 points. 9 points for Kayla Gasink in a reserve role, 3 for 7 from the floor. 6 points for Bailey Spencer, 4 for Danelle Bone, 3 for Jamie Cook, and 3 for Jessica Jelsma for their total of 60 points. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 32 for Shea Rasmussen, 10 for Janelle Ball. Rasmussen, a 12 for 17 day, including 6 of 9 on 3-point attempts. 8 points for Mallory Shanahan, 6 for Alex Wilson, 4 for Queen O'Mahara, 1 for Melissa Bennett for their total of 63 points. Caravan Dyke, 9 rebounds. Brianna Spronk with 7. 5 for Kayla Gasink. 3 each for Jessica Jelsma, Bailey Spencer, and Jamie Cook. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Melissa Bennett with 10 rebounds. 8 for Mallory Shanahan. 8 for Queen O'Mahara. 4 for Alex Wilson. Janelle Ball and Mallory Shanahan had 4 assists each. For Dort College, Caravan Dyke had 3 assists, as did Danelle Bone. Steals, Caravan Dyke with 4 for the Dort College defenders. Nebraska Wesleyan's Janelle Ball had 3. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's talk now with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College defenders drop a 3-point decision, 63-60. And Coach, a team, Nebraska Wesleyan, there's basically one way you probably felt they could beat you, and that is with Rasmussen going off and them shooting it well for 3-point. And that's what they used today to beat your team.
Yeah, you know, we tried as hard as we could to contain her, but we didn't do a good enough job, and she, got to give her a lot of credit. She didn't miss too many, and she's very confident, and she's very good, and, you know, just she was the difference today, and I thought we did some other things pretty well, but couldn't score enough points, you know, and didn't stop them enough times, and get saddled with another loss.
Last three the last 3 or 4 minutes, you got some decent shots, and I'm thinking of one where you got right in the lane where you just couldn't knock it down. I can't remember the situation. I think that might have given you a tie at the time. You had your chances in the last few minutes.
Yeah, I would have tied it. You know, we had pretty good execution, but you got to make shots and you got to get stops. And although we did a pretty good job in both those categories, we didn't do enough. And so,
what did Nebraska Wesleyan do that made it difficult for you to string stops together today?
Well, they made shots. You know, they spread the floor pretty well, and they got Rasmussen in spots where I thought, you know, she's not going to shoot it from there, and she'd shoot over us or whatever. So, you know, give them a lot of credit. But when one player scores more than half your points, you know, that's a pretty big mark there for you to stop.
Kara Van Dyke ends up 17 points, 7 for 12 from the floor, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals. You just needed somebody else to be shooting the ball well along with her, because I'm taking a look at the rest of the statistics, and after that, shooting percentage has dropped dramatically.
Right. We didn't shoot the ball well enough, you know. We didn't shoot the ball well enough, and you know, I thought, you know, we ran a couple different sets that we got great shots. You know, just if you shoot, you know, we shot 33% for the game, and they shot 43%. You know, and that's 10 points difference is pretty good. And you know, I was pretty happy with the, you know, we had 13 turnovers. And I mean, that's very, very nice improvement of running and getting into our offense, but not enough.
Midland on Monday. What does Midland do?
They do a little pressing and play some zone and play some man-to-man. They really like to get it up and down, and so you know it'll be an interesting game on Monday.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma, and we've taken a look at the numbers for the women's college basketball game. Let's take a two-minute break. And we'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma, men's college basketball coach for the Defenders. Also take a look at what else is happening in the GPAC today. We'll have a look at those score updates when we're back right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Other GPAC scores from today. It was Nebraska Wesleyan over Dort, 63-60 in women's play. Mount Marty over Midland, 62-50. Morningside, a 30-point winner over Doan, 89-59. Briarcliff on top of Hastings with a little over 6 minutes left to go in that game, 80-60. Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan will play this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.